May the Lord bless you, precious family, and may our eyes never wander far from Jesus, who is capable of keeping us in his perfect peace. Lord, keep us in your peace. Amen. The Lord is indeed warning us that war is coming, and I believe it's more of a civil war than a foreign engagement. He began, "War indeed, war against those who stand with the Constitution and what is right. Evil has been on the increase because CERN opened a portal to allow more filth in. I have kept back the ocean of scum consisting of fallen angels and their offspring. Yes, you are seeing it in your understanding." I had a vision of that. And then he said, "Those who masturbate release their life force, which the demons can pair up with an egg and create a demonic entity. They cannot do it on their own, but they can take the building blocks and do it. I allowed you to see that YouTube so that you would put two and two together. There's a very real reason why people should not do such things. It greatly benefits the demonic realm." And what I saw quite a long time ago was a video of a man, I think he was using infrared, and there was a portal out on his lawn, portal to the demonic world. And on the left was some kind of device, and you would see like a little light coming from it. On the right was another device, and a little light would come from that. And the two of them would pair up and then fly off, looking a little bit like an orb or a flying saucer, but small, not very large. And he was showing the YouTube followers how demons are born. And I thought, wow, that's something I never realized before. Very strange. I didn't think they could do that, but they cannot create life, but they can take what is already created by the Lord and use it to their own ends. So I asked the Lord, I said, "Lord, what about the political things that I say? Is this okay with you?" He replied, "People have to know, otherwise they will not pray. Just do not make it the focus of our channel. Truth is very important, Claire. No one wants to look at the truth until it slaps them in the face. And that is what's happening in this nation and around the world. This is the best time for us to talk." It was early morning. I just gotten out of bed. "Because your mind is more clear in the morning and less engaged in the world and all the agendas that go with it. Claire, there's going to be war on your soil. It is already happening. But very few are aware of what it really is. The ones that are know full well what is coming. This nefarious force will not go down without a fight. And I am here to tell you, my mother is your best recourse. And she's an intercessor, the Blessed Virgin Mary, in heaven, who hears our prayers through the instrumentality of the Holy Spirit. And it's a miracle. And when we get to heaven, we're going to see that we hear all kinds of things because the Holy Spirit is our connection. We are aware of so many things that are going on down on earth because the Holy Spirit permeates everything. I confess to you, I love the Blessed Mother. I've seen her. I hear her. She's wonderful. And the Lord is saying, stay close to her. And I don't like rosaries, honestly. But when she's in the room, manifesting in the room, it's quite beautiful. You can feel it. You feel the peace and the sweetness. It's like a hug from heaven. Okay, in case any of you are getting seized by the idea that I'm talking to the dead, that's not at all. She's quite alive in heaven, just like our relatives are alive in heaven. And the Lord set the precedent when he talked to Elijah and Moses on the Mount of Transfiguration. So there is a precedent set by Jesus talking to those in the heavenly realm. As a matter of fact, she is part of the great cloud of witnesses cheering us on. This is a concept grossly misunderstood. And check into my other videos. I did a 7-part series on the Blessed Virgin Mary and her mission according to the scriptures. And that'll straighten out any questions you might have. And she started appearing to me now during the rosary. And then Jesus said, I know all about your objections to the rosary. It is tedious, takes time, etc. But do you want to be protected or not? So I asked the Lord, what about a daily community rosary? He answered, you would have to make big sacrifices, but it would be well worth it. It will draw your community closer to one another and her peerless protection. Lord, would you please confirm that to me? So I got the Bible promises out and I opened to obedience. And I knew, in my heart, I knew this is what he wanted. And this is what we needed to do because, guys, the opposition is getting hot for people who love the Lord and are for Donald Trump. Jesus continued, the protection and benefits from this practice cannot be overestimated. So I am asking you for an obedience. You need this. Take my word for it. Try not to make it a rote practice. And when he said, try not to make it a rote practice, what he's talking about is when people just kind of babble it. You know, they go really fast. And we're talking to the mother of Jesus in heaven through the instrumentality of the Holy Spirit. We're talking to a person, not just babbling off prayers quickly to get it done. And the other part of that, of not making it rote, is to meditate on the mysteries that are all about the life of Christ. They're all the things that Jesus suffered and did. And you meditate on those things while you are praying the Hail Marys. And that way the rosary doesn't become rote. It has a deep, deep meaning. And you really are communicating with heaven. Jesus continued, I cannot stress this enough to you. All of you have had adoration with the Blessed Sacrament. Now this is the next step. Yes, it will cost you, but you have no idea of how it will save you from the attacks of the enemy. That's right, Our Lady crushes the head of the serpent, Genesis 3:15. And I just kind of spoke a quick prayer. Our Mother of Mercy, cover us. Please help us to be faithful to you. And that's a devotion that she gave to me in Florida about 25 years ago, Our Mother of Mercy. And I think you've seen the images. They're on the website for sure. They're also on another website, OurLadyLightOfTheWoods.org. There's a section there on the Blessed Mother. And I also explain the dynamics of intercessors in heaven, how they intercede for us, just like Jesus intercedes for us. True, there's only one mediator, but there are many intercessors, and we have them on earth, and we have them in heaven. The only thing that separates earth from heaven is a thin veil that the Holy Spirit totally penetrates. We are all one body under one head, Jesus Christ. Amen. Ezekiel's been seeing things in the Spirit. He's been seeing persecution of patriots, innocent patriots, arrests and persecution in different parts of the nation. Not anything violent, not violent people. Very quiet people, and sometimes with trumped-up charges. The war that the Lord was talking about before is the breaking out of BLM and Antifa that is rioting and causing riots. And they're thugs that have been hired by the dark hats to cause trouble and blame it on the Republicans, which is ridiculous. So this is going on around the country, and even now in Congress, there's some kind of a bill that would allow them to collect the names of people who were for Trump and persecute them. It's terrible, really. It's just terrible. So persecution is rising. Opposition is rising. Demonic activity is rising. We have got to be on our guard. We have got to pray our prayers to protect. And the Lord doesn't want us to be on the defensive all the time. He wants us to be on the offensive and bind things that don't deserve to be. Terrible things that are hurting other people. We have the power to bind and loose. And when we know what's going on, we can pray. Pray for what is going on and help those who are out there on the front lines mopping up the mess. For instance, the Space Force. I pray for them every day. So going on with what the Lord was saying. Now about this war, many things are already in place to silence the voices. What you have seen going on openly is going to begin to manifest secretly in the sense that you will be targeted to cut off the flow from heaven. And I have. They've tried many times to separate me from the Lord. As a matter of fact, Jesus continued, this has already been happening with your faith. They have made gigantic headways into your prophetic voice, not only throttling you personally, but also in the media. This will change with my mother's intercession. You belong to her now, and she will rise to protect you. And that's true. I'm being throttled on the internet. There's no way around it. I don't come up the way I should, even on Vimeo. Jesus continued, you see, this younger generation has been recruited to be the eyes and ears of darkness. They can identify you from your activities on the internet, as well as previous situations in which you were targeted. They want to shut down the voices. Many voices have crumbled and run away. And what he's talking about here are the voice of truth and the voice for Christ and the voice for Donald Trump as our president. He continued, you are here where I want you to be, but these are not the days of peace, even though my peace keeps your soul. These are days of warfare. You literally must fight for the right to breathe, Claire. This is why what I have to tell you is so important. And when he said that, you literally must fight for the right to breathe, I think he meant it figuratively as far as being able to reach out to people, but also physically, because I've been on oxygen for my fibro at night, and it's been drying out my vocal cords and making my voice sound rougher. But that's going to change. And I asked the Lord after this, I said, but Lord, isn't everything going to change for the better when the dark side is crushed? They could see this coming, he said, and have raced to find replacements. You have no idea how huge and pervasive these people are. They have groomed this generation to fall right into line. And here I want to speak to you who are younger on this channel. Don't be duped by these people. Get down to the facts. Find out what's really going on. Don't go along with the crowd. Get deeper than that. Check the things that are being said to see if they're true. The media has done nothing but lie about Donald Trump. So many people don't like him or are against him. I'm not saying he's perfect, but he's definitely taking care of the dark side that has been controlling this country. And they're putting up a big fuss to try and destroy him. So many assassination attempts. It's really sad. So, you younger generation, think for yourselves, will you? Really, get a grip on things and think for yourself. A very good search engine is DuckDuckGo, and of course, Rumble and BitChute are places where people can post videos and not be censored. Okay, so I said to the Lord, but when they see who their leaders really were, I mean the kind of people they really were and what they were doing to children and babies, won't they want out? Won't they be so disgusted with what they've been conned into that they'll wake up and get out? Jesus replied, some, but not all. There is determination there. You remember when you were younger how you worked to make a living? The energy you put into your profession? They have been sold a bill of goods that they are the heroes of humanity. They're going to make this a better world. My beloved ones, you have the power of love working through you. But you must keep your eyes open and read the signs of the times. My spirit will alert you when danger is near and prompt you into action, even as he did when one of your sisters started coming down with COVID and you rebuked it and it left her. Yes, I am protecting you on this refuge, but I want you to be strong in the ways of spiritual warfare and to teach other souls who have no other defense. There are millions out there around the world there that are frightened silly. By that I mean they have lost their ability to reason, and logic has been taken over by fear. Fear of COVID, fear of war, fear of food shortages, fear of gangs, fear of rioting and looting, fear of being forced to take the vaccine. You can gauge how many people will play into the agenda of the dark ones by how they react to the mask. If they wear it and protest when they see someone else not wearing it, these are the ones that have been sold the narrative and eventually will turn against those who are following my guidance. You are to greet such as these with love and truth. Be loving and kind, but proclaim to them that God is protecting you from COVID, that he has been and will continue to as long as you walk in obedience in his ways. But because they are not aware of the narrative they've been indoctrinated into, they will find fault with you and suspect you of even worse things. The truth is coming. Revolution is coming. I am coming. Be prepared and do not relax your vigilance. Pray in tongues continuously if you can. My spirit will utter the perfect prayer through you that the enemy cannot even decipher. And that was the end of his message. Pray for your country, dear ones. Pray for your country. Pray for President Trump. Pray for the young people who have been co-opted into this evil, evil matrix, that they'll wake up and see what they're dealing with. They are not saving humanity, they're destroying it. Pray for all these intentions. The Lord is with us, and he does hear our prayers. Thank you, dear ones, for being on the channel. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for donating to our cause. We appreciate it so very much. The Lord bless you, give you his angels to watch over your ways. Amen.